Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte, only on LA Talk Radio.
And good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, August 26th.
Good morning.
August 26th. Good morning.
So close to September.
It is, huh? We're getting there. We're getting there. I know. The summer's supposed to be winding down, right, at the
I
end
know.
Of August.
Yeah.
Doesn't feel like it. But it has been cool.
Yeah.
It has been
cooler. The past couple of days, have definitely been cooler.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll have to decide what to do this weekend, this long weekend.
And, I know.
Everybody travels, though, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. That's a problem. So they decided to keep that rubber duck there for another 2 weeks in San Pedro. So
you're getting to go?
No, I don't think I'm going to go. They're not going to be able to fool me twice. Once was enough. Okay, I did the favor to a friend. That was it,
But not again.
Not again, man. I don't need to see it, Some people took pictures, actually, of... very close to it. So I got the idea, All people were doing is standing there looking and walking like in line past it and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's like photo booths and stuff,
Oh, wow. Especially if you went at like an early morning or early afternoon, I bet there's probably no one there now.
Yeah, during the week, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was on a Sunday. It was crazy.
Right.
Yeah,
and the date really came crazy. In, so I'm sure everyone was
right.
Everyone and their mother were there.
Yeah, and the second weekend in a row where I can't go anywhere because of people. Remember, I told you Manhattan Beach was the same problem. So yeah, there are a lot of people in LA. Let me tell you, this is the way to find out.
Yeah, so many people.
Because I don't spend that much time on the freeway, so I forget sometimes. How many people we have here.
Right,
but.
And even the freeway, a lot of places are busy.
Yeah.
So the freeway doesn't really make me think, oh my gosh, LA is so populated.
Yeah.
But when you go to an event, a couple of weeks ago I went to, I think I said, the food truck cinema.
Yeah.
And there was probably 2,000 people there.
What?
And this is just a random Saturday in Glendale.
Yeah.
That about 2,000 people. And it's like crazy to think that many people would want to go watch a movie.
Yeah.
Outdoors.
And eat from the trucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess people need to get a life. I don't know, If half of LA is going to see a huge rubber duck, people need to get a life, okay? It means there's nothing else to do on Sunday, which is not true.
Right. So much good TV on a Sunday.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's what Sundays are for, just relaxing.
Relaxing. I guess it's funny because TV, I was going to bring up the Emmys. I didn't even know they were happening. Or let's say I forgot that it was happening.
Right.
But it was no loss for me. I don't watch TV. And especially when the same shows always win,
I know. Did you notice that? Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
Like Orange is the New Black.
Right. And, House of Cards, I think.
Right.
The Good Wife. Big Bang Theory. All these have won so many times before, right?
Mm-hmm.
Look how many awards Breaking Bad has gotten.
Right.
Quite a bit.
Well, that'll be the last round of awards that they'll get because it's over now.
It's over, right?
Yeah. So I think that was like a big hoorah for them.
Yeah. It's interesting, because many of these shows are not even on the networks, They're like on cable and stuff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's pretty interesting that they're managing to steal a lot of the awards with these cable channels and stuff, those pay channels. So, those are some of the winners. Did you get to see any of it?
I watched the red carpet. So the interviews before.
Yeah.
But I didn't
really
watch.
That's up your alley. That's what you like to see. That's your favorite part.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I'm going to be there one day, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You will. Just keep going. Yeah. You will. It'll be fun. So it's an interesting thing to want to do because most people want to be just a celebrity, but you want to interview celebrities and stuff.
Right.
That's pretty interesting,
Yeah.
So what is it? You just like to be around celebrities and things like that?
No, not really. I think it's just more getting what information that people want to know.
Right.
And asking the right questions. And there's so many people that you watch these interviews and it's like, I don't care who they're wearing.
Yeah.
I don't care what designer they're wearing. I want to know the real stuff, you know?
Right.
So I think it's more about that.
Right.
And that's such a go-to question on the red carpet. So who are you wearing tonight?
Yeah, I know.
It's like when every outlet's asking that, like, let Juliana Rancic on E! Ask that. She's the only one that needs to ask that because that's who people mainly watch. The other people need to ask more questions that have substance that people will listen to.
That's true, yeah. But maybe, you know, maybe most people do watch for the clothes and stuff, you know.
I think they do, but I think they watch E! For that.
Oh, okay.
I don't think they watch the smaller outlets for knowing who they're wearing.
Yeah.
You know, because they can just turn on the TV and find out.
That's true.
When you're actually going to a website and searching for these interviews, I think people are wanting to see more, like the more real questions, the more interesting questions.
Yeah.
Getting some knowledge about these people.
No, that's true. That's true. But the question is, what do people want to listen to, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think if they focus on the clothes, it's probably because a lot of people do want to know, you know. Yeah, it is safe, you know. And I know especially during the Oscars, people like that, you know.
Yeah.
They like. So I guess it's just all part of the show, you
right.
know. That's why they have the red carpet, mm-hmm. I guess, to showcase everybody's clothes and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's pretty crazy, you know. But yeah, so, you know, that's the Emmys for you. I don't know, not... maybe I should get into TV, but I don't know, I don't. I only watch Under the Dome. It's one show I'm watching, and it's pretty cool.
I'm kind of the same. I don't watch that many TV shows.
Yeah, it's a big investment, you know, to be watching them every day.
Right.
Or every week or whatever, you know.
Yeah. No, it really is, and I never got into Breaking Bad. I've never got into any of those shows.
Yeah, I know. Well, I never really watched them, so maybe I would have gotten into them if I watched.
Yeah,
but I
never
tried, yeah.
I've only caught like 10 minutes here and there, and I'm like, I don't want to do this right now.
Yeah, I know. Oh, man. Well, this is funny. There's a picture here of a woman taking a selfie with, I don't know what this animal is, but it's sort of like the animal is smiling with its mouth open. And it's like the funniest picture ever. But I can't share it, obviously, because it's somewhere on some site. But
people get so many interesting selfies.
I know.
They take so many interesting ones. And people get creative with the selfies.
Yeah, I know. So the headline is Mastering the Art of the Animal Selfie.
I read one article where it was a gorilla or a monkey or something had taken the phone and took the selfie itself. I don't know how much I believe that, but that was the headline.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God, man.
I think I'm going to the San Diego Zoo this weekend.
Oh, you are? Finally?
I think so, yeah.
Wow.
I know, finally.
Yeah. That'll be cool.
I have an engagement party down there on the Saturday, so.
Oh, they're doing the party in the zoo?
No. Oh. It's a separate. But then on Sunday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
There, I think.
Okay. So it's not there in the zoo, but there in San Diego.
It's in San Diego, yeah. And then while we're in San Diego, I think we're going to make a stop at the zoo, which I'm excited. I mean, but I hope with the LA Zoo, I was a little bit disappointed that you walked so far and all of these animals were in big cages and you couldn't really see them properly because you have these huge cages that are blocking a lot of the view.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that, I mean, and when you walk that far, you don't want to see a cheetah in a cage. It's like, firstly, I feel so bad.
Uh-huh.
And secondly, it's like, well, I can't even see it because it's all stainless steel blocking a really good clear view of the cheetah.
That's true. But it's for your safety, Charlotte.
I know, but at least it could be glass or something where...
That's true, because
if it's going to be a zoo, you go to see it, not to kind of peek through the stainless steel gate or whatever it is that it's surrounded in. But I mean, isn't San Diego Zoo one of the best in the world?
Yeah, it is, but prepare to walk a lot, even more, you know, it's a bigger zoo. And they have cages there, too. And, of course, I mean, some of them are in the open, like the elephants and the giraffes and things like that. But otherwise, I mean, You'd have to take the tram there to really get around. Right. Otherwise, because it's like uphill a lot and stuff too, you know. So unless you want to get some exercise while you're doing that.
And isn't there penguins and pandas?
I think so. I don't remember. But probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Probably. I like stuff like that. But I heard the wildlife park is better.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Wildlife park, is that in the zoo?
It's part of the zoo. Oh, I don't think it's in the zoo.
Right.
I might be next door or something.
Right.
But I've heard that's actually better than the zoo.
I never heard of that.
Different
one.
Animals, and because they're out in the open.
Right.
And it's not like a big, and you, I guess you kind of sit on a car or something. I don't really know. But I heard that's actually better than
like
the zoo.
Like a safari type.
Yeah,
of
people
a thing.
Prefer that.
Yeah.
But I've never been to the zoo, so I feel like I need to go to the zoo.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know, just hope they don't have any construction or anything there, because sometimes they have that and it sort of like, you know, ruins the mood.
Right.
But I think you'll be fine, yeah. I mean, it gets great reviews, this zoo, you know.
Right.
I'm not an authority on zoos, so I can't tell you, you know.
I think the LA Zoo is the first one I've ever been to.
Yeah?
I've never really, I don't know, I don't even think there is a zoo in England.
Yeah.
I've no idea.
There's got to be.
I don't know.
Maybe a lot of animals can't live in that climate, huh?
Maybe.
Yeah, like if you bring animals from Africa to that kind of climate, they may not be able to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. I don't know. So if you're in England, you have to go to another country to see a zoo.
Yeah, I guess. I don't really... I guess I never asked to go to a zoo.
Right. Okay, well, let's look it up. Zoos in England.
There's going to be probably 10 or something.
I know. Okay, so let's see. Zoos in England. Wow, there's a lot of them.
Really?
Yeah, there's a lot of them. You probably just never heard of them.
I bet they're just not very good or not worth going.
Yeah, probably. I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, London Zoo. That's one of them. But, I mean, there's a huge list alphabetically, so there's quite a bit. But, yeah. So, but I guess you just never got to go.
Oh, yeah, there are. Chester Zoo, London Zoo.
Yeah, Manchester, you know, I mean, everywhere.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, well, now you'll have a place to go when you go to England to visit. You'll have to search out some of these zoos.
Go to the zoo. Yeah.
How cool is the internet, man? You never have to look stupid anymore.
I know.
You
can just
look anything up.
Oh, wow. The Chester Zoo is voted in the top 15 zoos in the world.
Oh, wow. So you're going to have to go there. Is that pretty far from Sheffield?
It's down in the south, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
quite a drive to go see a zoo, but maybe it's worth it.
It's probably
England
like...
England is not that big, right?
Yeah, it's not too far. Probably like 2-3 hours actually looking at the map. So it's actually not that bad.
Mm. Okay.
I wonder why I never went to a zoo.
I don't know. You got to complain to your mom.
Why did you never take me to a zoo?
Yeah, why didn't you?
She's probably going to say I did.
Yeah,
I just
don't
remember.
Oh, God. So, well, we're supposed to have a guest here, but you know what? It's 10:15. She hasn't shown up. She probably forgot. And I don't get it. I really don't get how you can forget a radio appearance, man. Come on.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This has happened more than I care to admit. You know, I mean, what is this?
It seems like a lot recently.
Yeah, right?
It's summer. Everyone has
people
the summer
blues. People are forgetful,
blues.
You know, and she really wanted to come on the show, too. So it's crazy. I don't understand. I don't get it.
It's the summer blues.
Yeah. So Taylor Swift, man, she's very pretty, huh? But so it goes to show you, you know, I mean, many people, it's like you see, like people trying to make it in music and stuff. You know, we get many people here in the studio on the show. And I get to see a lot of them, you know, coming on different shows on the station and stuff. And you know what? Some people forget that, you know what? Most of the time, the music is not enough. You have to have the looks, too.
Right.
And people don't want to admit that. But, you know, so they'll give you an example of someone who's heavy and all that or not great looking. But the thing is that these are the exceptions, you know. And you got to have a really great voice, I guess, you know. to be yeah, like...
Exactly. Like, there are exceptions, like Adele.
Yeah, like Adele, for example. I was going to bring that up and stuff. So, but those are rare.
Yeah. And to get... And
she's still pretty. I mean, she may be overweight, but she's pretty, you know. Mm-hmm. But people have to understand that, you know, when you're a performer, you have to have the look, too. It's not enough that you can make music.
Right.
And people don't... You know, it may be hard to admit... But that's the reality, you know. Mm-hmm. The same with television and movies, you know. The thing is that if you noticed, everybody's always good looking in all the shows, you know.
Right.
And real life is not like that. But who wants to watch ordinary people, you know?
That's what it comes down to. It's just a different look. Like, I mean, the it factor. Like,
yeah.
You have to have something different.
Right.
And I mean, a lot of people now that are coming... Like Jessie J is kind of a new singer, but she's from England. But she was on the X Factor equivalent.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know what it is anymore. I don't think the X Factor's in England anymore. Yeah. Yeah, it's the equivalent of that. So Carrie Underwood, that's how she was founded.
Right.
She
was found on American Idol.
Yeah.
No? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, I just kind of grouped them together on
right.
X Factor.
Okay.
But you do. I mean, Lady Gaga. She. Just has something different.
Right.
And Nicki Minaj has something different.
Yeah, and they look good too, you know? I mean, the thing is, you got to remember something. These are people that are considered celebrities, and people expect them to look great. And it may be sad, but that's how our society is. People that look good do better. But, and you can tell, you know? I mean, all our stars are beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, so... So when people try to make it in music, you gotta take into account your appearance as well. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying you have to be beautiful, but at least take care of yourself
and just have something different. Because there are a lot of pretty, and I'm saying girls now, but there are a lot of pretty girls that I know have beautiful voices, but they all sound the same.
Right.
It's like when you said, why does anyone want to listen to you over someone else?
Right.
It's like when you have a beautiful voice, a lot of people have beautiful voices.
Right.
But they have nothing different
right.
to offer.
That's true. Or, yeah, they don't stand out, yeah, mm-hmm. in any
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
That's true. A lot of people sing the same, and they have the same voice. And when you notice... many of our greatest artists, you can tell who it is right away when they start singing.
Right, exactly.
Know. Yeah. Like, you would know the difference between a Madonna and a Lady Gaga, although sometimes it's hard to know the difference between
yeah.
them.
Or even They're Mariah Carey and yeah. Whitney Houston.
Exactly.
You can tell the difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Even when they sing. You know what? Those two, it's very hard. And the song from the movie... what's it called? From that prince. Wait a minute. You know, the one with the Prince of Egypt, right? Is that the name of it? That's the name of it, the Prince of Egypt.
Yeah, I
think.
I don't know.
about the Pharaoh and all that stuff and from the Bible. So they sang a song from there called... I forgot. But they do a duet together.
Oh, really?
And yeah, and it really sounds amazing. But sometimes mm-hmm. they go so high, it's hard to tell who's who.
You can't tell who's who.
Yeah. But so they're similar, but still they're very different. I mean, Mariah Carey, can you believe how high she can get? Sometimes
it's
she
insane.
Does those like voices that are like way up there.
It's crazy. And for it to be... It just sound good.
Yeah.
Because you expect when it gets that high that it's not going to really sound that good. But
I know.
She does.
Yeah.
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 Speaking of, you said Prince of something. There's a new, E! Is bringing out their first scripted show. So more like a drama, like the Emmy kind of shows, not reality, that E!'s known for. And
uh-huh.
it's about the royal family.
Oh,
and
really?
I saw I guess it's a trailer or preview of what the show's going to be. It looks kind of interesting. I hate to admit it. Because I don't know. It's based loosely off the royal family. There's a queen and a king or
uh-huh.
And a princess. And then the sons are pretty crazy. They go out and party a lot. They're always in the tabloids.
Wow.
And But I feel like people aren't going to really like... Well, maybe they will because they like the royal family. But when it's based off such a high-profile family, right, and the people, the actors and actresses, it's Liz Hurley. They look nothing like the royal family.
Yeah, I just don't
know how they're going to pull it off, but...
Well, maybe they're trying to not look like them.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. They can't be.
Yeah.
Because they don't like anything like it.
Yeah. But it's funny. So that's a British series?
No, it's
an American show? Really?
It's an American show, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which is interesting that I thought they would base it off an English family.
Right.
And Juliana Rancic yesterday, because she introduced the preview, said probably the most interesting celebrity family. And I was like, are they really celebrity? Like, they're public figures.
Right.
I don't know if the Queen is technically a celebrity.
Right. But you have to ask yourself, what's a celebrity? You know, I think it's usually people that are very famous, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they're
famous. Is she technically famous?
The Queen? I think so. Everybody
really?
Knows
Or is she
her,
not
right?
just a public figure?
Yeah, but she's
still
famous.
Because is Obama famous?
That's true. But I think everybody... But wouldn't Obama be a celebrity too?
I don't know. Is he? Is that what... is he in the same bracket as someone like Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton?
No, but... Well, maybe.
You know, the celebrity bracket is the Queen and Obama and Kim Kardashian in the same bracket.
That's true, yeah. Well, look, celebrity is defined as famous person, VIP, very important person, personality, newsmaker, big name, household name. So, yeah.
I guess with the definition,
the state of being known, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So they're all celebrities, everybody who's famous.
And then famous is defined as having a widespread reputation.
Right.
Usually of a favorable nature. Not always.
I know. So, yeah. So that's... sometimes I wonder what it'd be like to be famous, you know. And I guess it depends how famous you are, too.
Exactly. Like, if you can't leave...
Yeah, that's pretty tough,
or go anywhere,
right?
I feel like that wouldn't be fun.
Right. It may not be, you know, but at the same time, I mean, everybody knows you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
People want to be with you, around you, whatever, you know.
Yeah.
And maybe that's not a good reason, but some people are doing just that,
mm-hmm.
you know. I mean, people that get into rock bands and stuff, you know, they're looking for the women, for the fame, you know, for all those things. That's
right.
Why people get into it. So so that's why I don't get when the celebrities complain about their fame or stuff like that, you know.
Right.
How they're being harassed or why is everybody so preoccupied with them. Well, the reason is because you're famous and you made yourself that way. And we thought you wanted us to be interested in you.
Right.
And now you're complaining,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So go figure what is good and what is bad. Yeah. I can imagine, you know, and celebrities are different. I mean, many of them, you can see they go to the grocery store. You can see them on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody really bugs them. But then at the same time, if you saw someone like a Tom Cruise or a Michael Jackson or something that are that big, they couldn't go anywhere alone.
Right. It depends what, I guess, tier
right.
you're in
yeah.
of celebrity.
I know. Like A-list, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. And, I always wondered what it'd be like to be on the other side of the screen. You know, when people are watching you rather than you watching them.
Yeah. I think it's just constant... negativity. Media is constantly trying to pull something
That's
from
true.
You that, I mean, Miley Cyrus was at the VMAs. Everyone couldn't believe uh-huh. how well she was put together, and she didn't do any, like, I mean, last year at the VMAs, she did all the twerking.
Yes.
And
now she was a good girl, right?
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, and she spoke about the homeless.
The homeless, right.
But now...
And she had a homeless guy pick up the award for her or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, but this guy, uh-huh. she's now being criticized about because he's technically not homeless because he uh-huh. has a home to go to. He moved to L.A. to be a model after only getting a few gigs, ended up living in the bushes, which classified as him being homeless. But
right.
he has a loving mother and a home to go to. It's not like he's running away from addiction or abuse or
right.
something like that that usually makes people homeless and because the fear of going home. This guy has a home.
Right.
So now...
And he's got some chance. I mean, he's good looking and everything. Yeah. He came here to be a model. So you can't really feel bad for him. But, you know, I mean, you should show some of these people that nobody looks at.
Yeah.
The homeless that we ignore. You know, that's what...
Oh, boy. It was about to show him getting
the award.
Getting the award. But, yeah, but now it's just raising questions. Was she doing it because it was genuine? Or was she trying to make everybody think that this is... I mean, this guy isn't technically homeless, is what the media is now saying.
Right. I just thought when I saw the picture, I thought that was a bad choice of a homeless person that you'd want to feel sorry for.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
She probably bangs him for all we know.
You know? Right.
Yeah.
And that's what people, I think, now the media are... kind of looking at that thinking, was this really genuine?
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
The things that people do, you know, with all the attention that they have and they think they can get away with it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
And then Justin Bieber was at Dave and Buster's with Selena Gomez and some fan was taking a photo of him. So he leant in to grab the phone.
Uh-huh.
And now the police were called and the fan wants to press charges and... So now it was like theft, robbery, battery, I think the charges he could face.
Yeah, yeah.
But when people are trying to take photos of you that you don't want, and obviously he seems to be
but
more
he's
of
in
the
public
aggressive
eye. Yeah, I mean, he's, again, you know, that's what we were talking about. I mean, you don't want to be famous, then get out of the business, you know? Go somewhere. But that's not genuine. You know, I think they just get in those moods and they get pissed at people and stuff. But the thing is, that's part of being a celebrity. And if you don't like it, don't be a celebrity.
Right.
You don't have to be.
And yeah, I mean, if you don't want a photo taken of you, then don't be around where people
exactly.
can take photos of you.
But from what I understand, everywhere that you go that is public, people can take pictures or anything.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's just you're in the public.
Mm-hmm.
In public.
Definitely.
And you can... And I think they would say, like in court, you're like, you're presuming to be exposed because you're going outside where there are people.
Right.
You know, if you're home and stuff, nobody's going to take pictures of you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go out.
In such a public place. Like
people don't need to get permission to take pictures of you.
Right.
You know.
Exactly.
Yeah. So that's why, you know, if you don't want to be in places where you'll be seen. I mean, today with all the security cameras and everything, you can't go anywhere without being seen somewhere. You know,
yeah.
I mean, they've got cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
In the streets and, you know, I mean, that's how they find people.
Mm-hmm.
Criminals, you know, the Boston Marathon, that was with the help of street cameras.
Right. Yeah, you can find out anything these days. I mean, you're not safe doing anything because there's always cameras watching you.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm.
I know. That's scary, man. It's only going to get worse.
Yeah.
As far as that goes.
But it's good for terrorism and things like that.
Yeah.
At least they can find people.
For crime,
Yeah.
I know. So there's a lot of things going on. I'm quite upset the guest is not here. You know, I mean, often I don't get upset because I don't know what the problem is. But I don't think this is a traffic problem.
Well, yeah.
You know, I mean, to just forget, I don't know. I'm not sure that I can go for that, but. What am I going to do, man? But a good thing that we can manage without a guest, so we'll continue. I guess eBay did a study to see what people buy at most at the different states, you know, like what state buys what. So, like, for example, New York, firearms and supplies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's worrying.
I know. Colorado, hydroponic supplies. Which is used to grow marijuana.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, California, high-end women's apparel and accessories.
Shocking.
Yeah, right? But why did
they... Because you can't trust what you buy on eBay.
Yeah.
Whether it's real or fake.
That's true.
I mean, you can sell something...
Well, it depends, though. That's why they did the trust system, I guess, or something, you know, where the rating system, where you rate the seller and the buyer. And so you can look, they build a reputation there.
But even if it's, I mean, if it's a really good fake, right, you can still get really good stars because it's a good fake, okay, and pay mid price, not really expensive, not really cheap because you don't know.
Right.
And the people are going to rate it good because it's really good. It's right, a good fake.
Good product. Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because yeah, they don't know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But you know what? That's not just eBay. I remember one time I was looking for some cologne and I found it like instead of 70, like $40 or something. And I ordered it online. It arrived. The bottle looked the same except for a couple things, you know. But then when I put it on, the smell was definitely not the cologne
different
I wanted. So I wrote to them and they gave me credit without even asking for it back.
Wow.
So, you know, this is like, yeah, they yeah try to get away with it, mm-hmm, you know. So that's why I only buy from trusted places like Amazon. And
I just bought shampoo and conditioner from, it was an expensive brand. But instead of getting, for the price of the small bottle, I got the like salon size.
Okay.
Like shampoo and conditioner for the same price that the smaller bottles would have been shampoo and conditioner. Right. And I got it and I was like, how do I know that this is actually it?
Yeah.
Like, who knows?
Right.
It could be a fake and I would have no idea.
Yeah, but you can probably tell by the smell with these things, you know?
Yeah.
You know, colognes and things that smell.
Yeah.
But yeah, some things you can't tell, like yeah clothes maybe and, you know, watches, things
yeah
like that.
And I mean, shampoo. How do you know?
Yeah,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no clue if it's the right thing or not.
Well, you'll know. If you've used the same thing for a while, you'll probably notice right away things are different.
Yeah.
Yeah. They always are. You know, mm-hmm, I mean, if you know what to look for, I think, and be on the lookout, you know. But
right,
then again, I mean, I just buy from Amazon. I mean, yesterday, I couldn't believe it. I never, you know, usually with Amazon, I just go, if I need something, I just go specifically and buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But last night, I was sort of browsing, and they have those daily deals and things like that.
Right.
They had a Sterling watch, which is supposedly a pretty expensive watch, a $500 watch for $60. I bought the damn thing. I mean, it looked great. I did some research on it. It's a pretty good company.
Yeah.
It's Swiss watch. Why not?
Wow.
Yeah,
that's a
I
good
like
deal
watches. I know.
Yeah.
So if that's true, that's a great savings.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
I would never spend. Well, I did spend on my Seiko here close to $500, but usually I will not spend that kind of money on a watch, mm-hmm, you know. $100, $150 at most.
Right. It's something you wear every day, though.
I
mean, I've had my
exactly
watch. I got it for my 21st birthday.
Oh, wow.
And it's still...
So it's really worth...
And I still get so many compliments on it.
Really? Wow.
All the time. It's a Michael Kors.
Yeah, it is pretty cool.
And I get so many compliments still.
Wow.
2 years on. And I mean, it's a little bing. It's got a few bings on it. But
right,
it still looks... It's a really nice watch.
Yeah.
And I know the next watch I get will be Michael Kors.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow.
Definitely.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. There's a lot of watches out there.
Yeah,
and,
a lot.
It's amazing how they make them still, you know. I mean, mm-hmm, I don't think they make them by hand anymore, except, you know, some of the expensive ones.
Right.
But it's like it's got so many small parts and stuff. How do they make it work?
I know.
With machines and stuff. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then make sure that it works for years and years, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, it's amazing to me. Yeah, so look at some of the other states. I mean, it's interesting. Like in Alaska, the thing they buy the most is hats. Arizona, flowers.
Flowers on eBay?
Yeah, I guess, yeah. I mean, they buy anything from eBay.
I didn't even know you could buy flowers on eBay.
Oh, yeah, you can buy anything. Because a lot of stuff there is not used stuff, you know. You get like
right
online retailers that mm-hmm open a store there.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's, I guess that's how that works. Connecticut batteries, you know.
Wow.
Why would the state buy batteries more than others? I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
what about something like Mississippi or Idaho?
Oh, let's see. Well, Florida has smartphones and tablets. And so you're talking about some of the southern states? Like Mississippi, mattresses. Missouri.
On eBay? That's so weird.
Yeah, I know. People buy anything, man. I know. let's see, Oklahoma Cosmetics. Yeah, so it's pretty funny. I mean, people buy different things, you know, and different things. Like, look, Wisconsin, sporting and fitness goods. It's like, you wouldn't think that, right?
No.
I mean, it sounds like, you know, a place where you don't exercise a lot because it's cold most of the
cold,
time.
It's cold, right. You would think that would maybe be in LA that people would buy a lot of sporting.
Right. Sporting clothes. Fitness and stuff. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But we get the rich women with the with the high-end stuff.
Right. It's true.
Yeah. So I guess a couple of incidents with rappers over the weekend. If you've heard, there's a rapper called Suge Knight, and he was shot. But I guess he survived. It was a pre-VMA award show, or party rather. It was a pre-VMA party, and so he was shot. And then another guy called Young Jeezy arrested after shooting someone at a concert.
Wow.
So what I'm saying is, the reason I'm bringing this up is because people forget. You know, we were talking about celebrities and everything, but look, these people became celebrities from... They came from the hood. They came from gangs, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you listen to the music, it's like many times it's hateful and it's angry and violent and things like that, you know? So so these are the people that are being worshipped by our young people, you know? And I'm questioning that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, when we were like influenced by the Beatles and Elvis Presley and the Rolling Stones and Woodstock and stuff... You know, I mean, there was no hatred there. There was love, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was peace and love, you know. And now you get all this, and you know what? And people listen to it, and they blast it. You know, I sometimes cars on my street are driving this. And not necessarily black people, although, you know, most rappers are black. But even white people like this music.
Yeah.
So it's fine. But I think for younger people who can't really discern much, I don't think it's a good idea for them to listen to this music. And like I said, these guys are not somebody that I would let my kids hold as a role model.
Right.
But many people do.
I know.
You know? But they're just like gangbangers who came up with some angry songs that became popular, and that's how they make it, you know?
It isn't. I mean, the words are scary.
Yeah, many of them are.
Yeah.
Many of them are, you know? And, you know, that's not to say all of them, you know. Like Will Smith had a couple of, like, rap songs that were pretty cool. And in his song, he says, you know, try to say a line without a curse word, you know.
Right.
Or something, you know.
Hard with people.
Yeah, you know. So, but it doesn't happen. It's not happening. So,
yeah.
All you hear is them shooting each other and killing each other. And I just don't get it, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, I know you don't like to talk about earthquakes, and neither do I. But again, they're talking about the big one and all that stuff. But you know what? They're saying that I guess the one that just happened was not on the San Andrea fault, which is the big fault we have here. So this was a separate one.
Oh, wow.
Separate fault. And they're saying that the San Andreas fault is due for an epic every 150 years rumble.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
I know.
So
I just
we need
don't
to be prepared for a
do.
Big one.
Yeah, I'm really affected by this. You know, it's like, you know, even when I'm at home and stuff, I keep my phone close, mm-hmm. close by and stuff, because you never know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that could be your lifeline.
So it was 150 years since the last huge one?
I guess, for the San Andreas fault, yeah. I mean, there were other ones at other faults, I think. But that's what they're saying, yeah. For an epic one, I guess.
Oh, wow. What does epic
I think it means
mean?
Beyond imagination.
Oh, no. Well, that's not good.
No, it's not. But you know what? I mean, LA is really prepared a little more than these other places, you know. So we probably wouldn't have that much damage. But the scariest thing is they're saying one day LA and San Francisco are going to be neighbors.
Oh, boy.
That's what this expert is saying. What can I say?
Yeah, I guess. It's the famous fault of the world, and pretty much comes from the disastrous 1906 San Francisco earthquake.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Because, I mean, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You don't stand under a doorway. I know that.
Yeah. I know. I know. I don't know where you should stand, but it's scary to me, man.
Because aren't you supposed to, like, get under a table or something?
Yeah, but you know what? That's if you're, like, at home, like, yeah, in a place where there is a table, you know?
Right.
Think of how many places you could get caught in with in an earthquake, you know? You could be in the store. You could be in the car on the freeway. You could be anywhere, you know? So I don't know what the best thing is to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that anybody does. But
I guess it's a little bit, the actual fault line is Palmdale.
Mm.
So that line is actually a little further east than Los Angeles, Santa Barbara. But then as you go up, it's right pretty much on in San Francisco.
Yeah, you know. And I mean, in here we're sitting on top of it, you know. The Northridge earthquake was right underneath us, you know.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Northridge is not very far from here at all.
No, so not at all. But I guess the actual fault line is, like, goes through Palmdale. Doesn't actually go through Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. The San Andreas is not really. It's quite a bit east from here.
So was the Northridge a different fault line?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just... and there's different plates, you know. I mean, the earth is made of plates, and they move against each other.
Right.
And that's what happens. So we'll see. I don't know that there's a way to really prepare for something like this.
I don't think there is.
Yeah. Because you don't know where you're going to be. I mean,
exactly.
You know, you could have your house full of, like, supplies and everything,
but then they're all going to get destroyed. You're not even
Or you won't be able to get home anytime soon. Or something. That's another scary thing, is that you get caught somewhere, you can't get home,
mm-hmm.
whatever, you know. But yeah, let's not think about that, man. That's too much, you know. It's too much to think about.
Yeah, that's freaky.
Yeah. So, you know, for a long time we've been talking about Best Buy not doing very well.
Right.
Because of Amazon and all that stuff. Well, I guess now they're saying that Amazon is eating Best Buy's lunch.
Wow.
And, they've dropped quite a bit. And I don't think, I don't know why they even continue or think they're going to continue to survive, because everybody except them has already died, so mm-hmm. it's just a matter of time, you know?
Yeah, they're the only ones that are still kind of standing.
Right.
And it surprises me. I mean, they're in a lot of malls.
Right.
They're still, I mean, they still have a lot of stores.
They
and
do.
There's still, when you go in, I mean, I went last night to get a hard drive, and there's still a lot of people in there.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
There are.
Well, it depends what store you go to, because, I mean, the ones I've been to... I mean, you can tell by the parking lot that
right.
it's not what it used to be.
Yeah.
There's an electronics store called Fry's. I remember that place used to be so packed every day, you couldn't even find a place to park, and they had a huge parking lot.
Right.
Now you go by, there's maybe like 30 cars or something,
mm-hmm.
you know. And in a huge store like that, it would seem like there's no people there.
Yeah. Maybe
and
it's
that's
because
sad, you know.
The one I went to was in Century City Mall.
Yeah.
Or
yeah,
Culver City Mall. So
yeah,
maybe
okay.
because it's in a mall.
Exactly. Most of
them
are not in malls, the Best Buy ones. That's true. So, yeah, but then again, you know, people are there, but how many people are actually buying?
Right.
That's a good question, too, you know, because that's what people do. They go to the store, they shop, they find what they want, they can touch it and everything. Then they order it online.
Yeah, it's so
true. I mean,
true.
I do it.
I do it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, that's why Best Buy and Barnes & Noble and all of them are gone.
Yeah.
And Blockbuster and all of them, you know. So we've created this. It's not like we can blame anybody. And it's hard to resist all these online things that you get after
right.
a day or two.
And the thing with Best Buy, I mean, you can do the rewards program or like that credit card, and you can pay over eight, like, you can buy something. Say you buy a TV for like $800. You can buy it
right.
and pay it over 18 months.
Okay.
So I feel like that's where they're kind of losing money. Online,
well, they're not losing money because they're probably making interest on that, too.
True. But there's still...
It's just the cash, yeah. The cash flow is there.
Whereas when you buy something online, you pay for it.
Right.
And it's done. So right. they've got them. So the revenue, I feel like, is probably more for Best Buy. It's longer.
Right. And it spreads out
more. Yeah, it spreads out more. So it's lower to start with, but maybe... But then I think more people are still buying online anyway.
Yeah, exactly. You know, that's the thing. But it's also, you know, I blame the stores too, because when I go there, I never find what I want. And if you do find it, they don't have it in stock or something like that, you know. Or they'll argue with you when you bring it back and things like that, you know. So it's like they need to reduce that friction with customers.
Yeah.
They need to be able to accommodate more. But then again, you know, when you have a brick-and-mortar store, you're limited by your space.
Right.
You know, you can't possibly store as many things as an online store.
Yeah. And I mean, I bought my iPad from Best Buy, and they didn't have the AT&T whatever one I have in white.
Right.
So I had to get black. So like, I don't want to come back again. So I ended up getting it in black because they didn't have the white. And I was like, how do you not have the white? You have every single one up there.
But so you why the did you buy it there? I mean, you could have gone anywhere and paid the same price. You were just there?
I wanted to just get it there and get it over with and kind of have it. And well, I wanted to buy it and know where I can take it if something happens. And
But I mean, you could have done the Apple Store and stuff, or AT&T themselves.
Yeah,
or,
you know. I could have.
And
I
got the white one, but it's too late now. You know what? I realize the color doesn't really matter.
I remember I had case on it anyway.
When the iPhone 5S came out, everybody wanted the gold one, right? Mm-hmm. And I just didn't want to wait so long for it, so I took the silver one. And you know what? It's just as nice. And at this point, nobody really cares about the color of it.
And you put cases on it, because if you don't, it's going to break. So you need a case. So then you can't even tell the color.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's silly that way.
Yeah. I agree. And especially with the new one that came out, where you can have like a pink, a yellow,
the
blue.
5C, I guess,
But you need a case on it, so why do you even care?
Right. Well, not everybody puts cases. I don't have a case. I just put it like in a holster here.
Oh,
yeah, you see, I put it in here like this, and then I take it out.
Gotcha.
And there's no case. So, because I like to hold it. I don't like cases.
Yeah. See, I drop mine a lot, and I'm scared. Like, it's always in my bag, and what if it,
I hear you. It's different for people. I don't get the people that carry it in their pocket, though. I mean, how uncomfortable.
Right.
And you always have to hold it when you sit down. And,
yeah.
You know?
And then if you put it in your back pocket, you have that, am I going to sit on it?
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Yeah.
Or when you're in the car, you have to take it out wherever you are, and then people lose them, you know? I never lose it because I have this thing, you know, on my belt, on my pants here, and it's a holster with a clip, and I always have it.
Right.
You know, so it may look a little geeky, but I don't care. I have it there with me all the time.
You know where it's going to be.
And it doesn't break, yeah.
Yeah. I need that for my keys. I always lose my keys. I never know where they are.
Really?
Ever.
Wow.
Drives me every morning. I'm like, oh, my keys.
But you know what the solution is to that? Is to put them in the same place every time.
I know, but I don't do that.
Why?
Like, I don't know.
Well,
it's
a new home, so you're still getting ready.
I guess getting used to
it, right?
Everywhere else I've lived, I never know where my keys are. Even when I'll put a hook on the wall.
Right.
Specifically for my keys, and I don't put them there.
Oh, God.
And it's the same with the remote control, the TV control. Never know where that is.
Whoa.
I'm like, where is the TV control?
You have to create that habit, man.
I know.
You have to. Otherwise, you lose everything. I know. And people that lose things, like my brother does, one of my brothers does, and he always loses things. I mean, his wallet, his, you know, whatever. And the thing is, put it in the same place every time, and you won't lose it, you know?
I know.
And to me, it happens all the time. If I don't put it in the same place, I lose it.
Right.
Yeah. But then at the same time, I can always count on things being where they should be because I always put them there.
Yeah. It drives me insane. I need to, like, set assigned places.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then where's the assigned place? Like, on the table? No, that's where you eat.
Yeah.
But that's
put
the logical
it near the
place
door.
To...
Yeah. Put it on a hanger. I mean, hang it on something, you know? Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? And with the phone also, when I have it on my body, then I don't need it to ring. I can just use vibrate.
Right.
And I, you know, because I hate phones ringing and stuff.
I know. Yeah, I always miss phone calls because my phone will be on do not disturb.
Right.
The whole day. And I'll be like, oh, I haven't got a text in a while. Then I'll look. Oh, wait, I do. I have yeah. 5 missed calls and 4 text messages.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is it for today. We covered you with a lot of topics, and we'll see. Andrea's going to hear it from me today for not showing up and not telling me she's not coming. But we'll have to reschedule, of course, yeah. since I'm always forgiving to guests. And that's it, Charlotte. So we'll see you
All
tomorrow.
Right. See you tomorrow.
For the best in morning radio, tune in to Sam in the Morning with Charlotte. Only on LA Talk Radio.